KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The road where a fatal car crash took place near Crinkley Bottom Park, west of Durban, remains closed. One person has died in a head-on collision between a minibus taxi and a buggy on Inanda Road. Two critically injured people were airlifted to hospital earlier. Airless paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says emergency crews are still attending to other injured patients.
It's on a bend. The road has been closed. The scene will still be active for some time. All necessary authorities are in attendance and will be investigating.
A probe has been launched into a fatal shooting at a court in Melmoth, northern KZN. It's understood a suspect in custody allegedly gained access to a court officer's firearm. The official's colleague swiftly responded, opening fire and killing the suspect. The Justice Ministry spokesperson Terence Manase says a potentially greater tragedy was prevented.
The ministry commends the professionalism of the court officials and confirms that SAPS is conducting a full investigation. Minister Mamoloko Gubai has called for urgent action to reinforce court security nationwide. Despite the incident, court operations proceeded without disruption.
And in the UK, a man has been arrested on suspicion of deliberately starting three fires, all linked to Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Crews were called to his family home in North London yesterday, having gone to a vehicle that was alight on the same road on Thursday. Counter-terror police are also looking into how flames broke out at another apartment on Sunday. Shadow Justice Secretary Robert Jenrick fears for the safety of MPs.
I've had protesters, I've had people attacking my own home, intimidating my family. We've received death threats. This isn't unusual. It's right that politicians, particularly the most prominent ones like the Prime Minister, have all the protection that they need so that them and their families feel safe.
And finally, Africa needs to intensify efforts towards affordable flight prices and visa trade agreements to stimulate economic growth. That's according to lawyer and Pan-African development strategist Letta Bostole. She made the remarks during a panel discussion at the second G20 Tourism Working Group meeting in Durban.
And I think from a policy perspective, these are some of the hurdles that make it difficult to move on the continent, to trade on the continent, and then also to travel even for leisure on the continent. I also think there's a lot more commitment to the single air transport market, which will make it also cheaper for us to travel on the continent.
Your top story this hour, the road where a fatal car crash took place near Crinkley Bottom Park, west of Durban, remains closed. One person has died in a head-on collision between a minibus taxi and a buggy on Inanda Road. Find more news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the News and Traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.